ALF, summer turning into a winter of discontent. ALF member in the West Midlands. With inflation continuing to spiral into double figures, the greed of energy companies profiteering during the worst cost of living crisis in a generation, this summer is truly turning into a winter of discontent for workers and working class communities. That's why it's inspiring to see ALF, RMT and other unions keeping up the momentum of this surging strike wave. The train operating companies, TOCs, and freight operating companies, FOX, have had their snouts in the trough for too long. Since making deals with the government on the back of COVID, the bosses have been trying to sell off our collective bargaining in exchange for receiving their baseline recovery profit off the government. We know the money is there. Instead of being siphoned off in dividends to shareholders, it should be used to uplift key workers. The Tories always bang on about having a high-skilled, high-paying economy, but that seems only to mean the fat cats and bankers. This is the case for ALF members who have had a real terms pay cut for the past 3 years. We should be proud to see strong picket lines across the country and the potential of our collective power as we withdraw our labor from 12 companies on the 1st of October, Avanti West Coast, Chiltern Railways, Cross Country, Greater Anglia, Great Western Railway, Hull Trains, LNER, London Overground, Northern Trains, Southeastern, TransPennine Express and West Midlands Trains. East Midlands Railway will join on the 5th of October. Between ALF, RMT, TSSA and Unite on the Railways, CWU and Liverpool and Felixstowe Dockers, the 1st of October is going to be a great display of working class power, with collectively over 170,000 workers all striking on the same day, especially just before the Tory conference. Joint action is not just an act of industrial solidarity, coordinating further strikes will be a practical necessity, to limit the employer's ability to try to strike break, and will help to mobilize the wider workforce, if our dispute is to be stretched out. Our union must join the calls on the TUC to coordinate strike action across private and public sectors, so we can all strike together, especially to defend the right to strike against any new anti-trade union measures. We must also demand the renationalization of our railways and public utilities, to be ran for the public good, not private profit.